Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with William J. Murray. William J. Murray is the head of the Religious Freedom Coalition. Their website is religiousfreedomcoalition.org. You may remember Madeline Murray O'Hare, the best-known atheist in America for many, many years. Well, he is the believing son of Madeline Murray O'Hare. It was amazing that he became a Christian. And in fact, he wrote a classic book about it, a very recommendable book called My Life Without God. And it's still in print after more than 30 years. But now, Bill Murray has written a new book, and it's called Utopian Road to Hell. Bill, welcome to the program.
Great to be on with you, Jerry.
All right, good. Well, by the way, you and I first met back in 1989 or 88 when I interviewed you for Dr. D. James Kennedy Television. And it was after your book, My Life Without God. Now here, all these years later, you've written a book about the utopian road to hell. What does that mean? What is that all about?
Well, utopian road to hell, as you know from the interview, I was raised as a red diaper baby. A lot of people out there think that, it was all about atheism. My mother was an atheist, Madeline Murray O'Hare. She took prayer out of schools, atheism, atheism, atheism. Actually, atheism was secondary to her. She was primarily a Marxist first, and in fact, in 1960, tried to defect to the Soviet Union. Chairman of the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, manager of a Communist Party bookstore. So, I was raised in this environment of Marxist thinking, of the concept that a centrally planned society could be created that would be utopian to the point of supplying all the needs of the people. Now, remember, I said wants, not needs. The central core idea of that being that from each according to their ability, to each according to their means. In other words, everybody works as hard as they can and throws everything they can make into a giant pot, but they only take out back what they need. And so that is how I was raised. So I have a great understanding of this magic thought that creates a utopian thought. Then I was exposed to the aftermath of it. I went to the Soviet Union as it was collapsing because I wanted to see the nation that I almost grew up in, and discovered exactly the results of that centrally planned utopian community, the damage it does to individuals, the damage to families, the anti-Christian attitude that it has to have in order to try to self-perpetuate. And so this gave me a view of this that not many people have. They either have the view from one side or the other. I have the view from both. So I sat down to expose the entire concept of this centrally planned utopianism, which isn't just communist. The Nazi Germany was a central, Adolf Hitler. This was another utopian scheme, a thousand-year Reich, a centrally planned society, again, anti-Christian in nature. And this all goes back, by the way, to Plato's Republic. Sparta was a community such as this. It was tried several times in China over the millennia. So the attempt at creating a centrally planned society to fulfill needs isn't new, but the results are always the same: totalitarianism and mass death.
But even when they mean well, I mean, you listen to Bernie Sanders' promises and you watch his commercials, and isn't it amazing, by the way, here we have a socialist, out-of-the-closet socialist, but he's resonating with a lot of Americans today.
Yes, we have one out-of-the-closet socialist and one in-the-closet socialist running. But at least
being Hillary,
he says he's a socialist, and he believes in, quote, democratic socialism. Oddly enough, he points to Denmark, which is by no means a socialist society at all. This is a country that has one of the lowest corporate income taxes in the world. There are only 5 million people in the whole country, by the way. It can be handled a lot differently. Needs can be met, wants can be met, It has nothing to do with socialism other than the social society itself. It is really a managed capitalist system because the European nations learned many years ago, particularly the Nordic nations, that socialism didn't work, that you had to have the capitalist engine in order to fund the social programs that you wanted to have. So that many of these countries that once owned the coal mines, once owned the airlines, once owned the train systems, once owned auto factories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all of that has been sold off. In the case of some of those nations, even the post offices have been privatized so that they can tax those to have money for their social welfare systems. To call the European nations or to call Denmark a socialist country, that's ridiculous. Bernie Sanders doesn't know what he's talking about. What he wants to do in the United States does not resemble what they are doing in those nations because they have managed capitalism, not true socialism. They don't own the means of production, et cetera, et cetera. So going back to what Bernie Sanders is talking about, again, he wants to provide huge swaths of things free, and he wants to do that in the name of need. For instance, everybody needs a college education. He's going to provide a free education to everyone, except you can't. And that means that the government has to decide who is going to get that job. Who's going to get education. Well, how's that going to be done? How's that going to be decided? Is it going to be based on race? How is it going to be determined? Is it going to be determined on beliefs? Are people going to be refused entry if they don't believe in gay marriage? What if they're anti-abortion? Will they be allowed to go? Young white men, will they be allowed in at all, or is it only going to favor? I mean, who is going to be allowed to get in this free education? Because you can't educate everybody. And who is going to pay for it? The people that don't attend college? You're going to give everybody a college education so they can earn $1 million more in their lifetime, but the people that are going to have to pay for those college educations are the guys building the cars, the guys digging the ditches. Is that the idea?
Wow.
But again, it's back to central planning. They decide who needs what. They decide who needs a college education, and they give that college education. It isn't about, oh, this person works really hard because they want it and they're willing to pay for it. These parents really want this for their children, so they work hard and they save and they furnish it for their children. Suddenly, the government decides who needs what. That is central planning. And when the government goes into that mode of central planning, determining who gets what, people have to be restricted. They don't want to be restricted. And eventually, the government has to turn to totalitarianism and brute force in order to enforce its ideas.
All right. We're talking right now with William J. Murray. His new book is called Utopian, Road to Hell, ReligiousFreedomCoalition.org. Just a couple of quick things here. First of all, you mentioned Denmark. My wife is from Norway. I've been there 12 times. We have strong ties there because she still has family there. And one thing she said that's overlooked in all the discussions about, you know, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, etc., and Bernie Sanders holding them up as examples, she said there is a strong Protestant work ethic that used to be in effect in those countries. And she said that part has often been overlooked. And you're right about the small population in each of those countries, which is much more manageable. Now, quick question. You had said we've got an out-of-the-closet socialist, as in Bernie Sanders, but you also said we have an in-the-closet socialist. I assume you mean Hillary Clinton?
She is proposing the exact same things.
Okay, so that answer is yes.
Except differently.
Yeah.
He says, well, let's just expand Medicare until everybody is covered. Hillary Clinton says, no, let's expand Obamacare until everybody's covered. What is the difference?
Yeah.
And what are they covered as? I want to take the Bernie Sanders example for just a minute.
Sure.
Because a lot of people don't really understand what Medicare is. Medicare is an inferior system that provides low-cost, low-quality medical care for seniors in the United States. A lot of seniors that are on that program don't really even know how bad to have under Medicare. They do not include the most advanced forms of life-saving drugs for cancer, as an example. When you had recently our former President Carter, who had advanced melanoma cancer that had spread to his brain, and now less than a year later he has been deemed to be cancer-free. Do you think that he was treated by the drugs that were approved by Medicare?
Or available through Medicare.
Of course.
Yeah.
Approved through Medicare or by Medicare. It doesn't matter. Of course he did not get right. any of the standard medical treatment. He got advanced medical care that is not covered and you cannot obtain through Medicare. Try getting a non-generic drug through Medicare. The only drugs that Medicare are going to supply to you are cheap second and third generation drugs that are made out of in India or China or Pakistan or someplace like that. And by the way, those generic drugs are required to be within 25% effectiveness, either over or under, of the original drug. Mm. Over or under. That means there's a 50% range that of the strength of what those drugs could do to you.
Wow.
So you may buy a generic blood pressure pills, and they might be 25% less effective or 25% more effective than the actual ones. So here we're talking about we're going to make something available to everybody, but what we're making available to them is an inferior product in order to try to expand medical care. And once you're in it, then you cannot go out and get medical care unless you totally completely leave the system. If you're very very ill, you have to say to your doctor, is there something that Medicare doesn't cover? Is there a doctor that I can go to that Medicare doesn't cover that I can get a better care? An honest doctor will tell you yes, there is. This is the plan that Bernie Sanders is prescribing, and the other day he was interviewed by.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. Could you please clarify that? In other words, if Bernie Sanders got his wish, the doctor wouldn't be able to tell the patient, no, there's nothing else. Or in other words, putting it in just restate the
well,
one
I'm
part.
Saying, an honest doctor would say yes. You can go to a non-Medicare doctor
okay.
and get better treatment. An honest doctor would, but literally the medical providers are not supposed to do that. And under Bernie Sanders, they probably would not be allowed to at all.
Wow.
So this is and folks, just really a lot of seniors do not understand the level of inferior care that they're getting under this program, or the doctors that they're not able to see, or the medical treatment that they're not allowed to get under this system. This is the system that Bernie Sanders wants everybody in the United States to have. He doesn't want anybody to have anything but generic drugs from India. So, you know, let's put this into a perspective of exactly where it is and exactly what it is when we get down to central planning, determining needs, not wants, but needs.
Wow. Utopian Road to Hell sounds like a very important book, and your perspective, I think, is absolutely perfect because you know exactly what actually happens. And by the way, let me just say this historically. That word utopia means no place. It doesn't exist.
No place. You know, this was Moore's Utopia, the original
Sir Thomas
Moore's Utopia. This is where the phrase for utopia came from. Oddly, in that story, which was fiction, and which more than likely was a parody of the collectivist movement going on inside of the church during that period of time, that the storyteller in his book, his name translated to dispenser of nonsense.
Oh, interesting. All right, well, we have less than 30 seconds to go, and let me ask this. And by the way, again, for the website for William J. Murray, it's religiousfreedomcoalition.org. Here's my last question. In 30 seconds or less, is there any square inch on the planet where any form of socialism ever worked?
Oh, of course. course not. All of it wound up in the 20th century, more people died at the hands of socialist and communist and fascist collectivist governments than died in all the wars in all the history of mankind. And we've already forgotten, and we want to go back there.
Mm. Okay, William J. Murray, thank you so much for this important new book, Utopian Road to Hell, published by WND, religiousfreedomcoalition.org, for more information. Thanks. God bless and all the best.